Through divine providence, two souls were spared from certain death during World War II with the miraculous intervention of the saintly friar, Padre Pio. Stay tuned to hear the stories.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story comes from the book Padre Pio, the Saint of the Third Millennium by Olivio Cesca. Within its pages, Cesca recounts two incredible testimonies told by people who were captured by the Germans during World War II. Cesca tells us, on one occasion, luck was on the side of an anti-fascist who fell into the hands of the Germans. Upon learning that their son would be deported, the prisoner's parents rushed to San Giovanni Rotondo to ask Padre Pio for help. Just 2 days after their son's departure by train to an unknown location, the parents received a postcard from their son that read, "I am fine. I am staying at Aunt So-and-so's place." Needless to say, the parents were relieved by this news. But they had no idea how he managed to escape. When he got back home, he told them the whole story. During the journey, he noticed that one of the train doors was left open, and taking advantage of the darkness of the night, he jumped out. However, the Germans noticed his escape, prompting them to stop the train and embark on a hunt for the fugitive. To make things worse, the German soldiers were accompanied by a pack of police dogs, sniffing the surrounding area. Hidden in the bushes, our fugitive listened in terror as the barking was getting closer and closer. To his surprise, he saw one of the dogs stop in front of him, observe him for a moment, and then leave. End of our first story. Olivio Cesca then shares a similar case that took place just before the end of the war. Listen to this. A man was arrested during the war and told that he must dig his own grave before being shot by an execution squad. But as he dug, he remembered that his wife was devoted to a saint whose name he never bothered to know. According to her, this saint had helped her out of difficult situations before. So, with nothing to lose, feeling close to death, he implored, "O saint whose name I don't even know, my wife keeps saying that you are all-powerful. Please help me. I promise to start a new life full of good deeds." And right there and then, a voice reached his ears, "Run, run." But running made no sense to him. How could he possibly escape that squad of soldiers all aiming their rifles at him? Frozen, stunned, he didn't know what to do. But the voice was persistent. "Run away, run away." "Whatever God wills," he thought, and started running towards a small forest, expecting to be hit by a bullet at any moment. He managed to escape without harm, but he ended up tangled in some bushes, spending the whole night in fear for his life. Every rustle, every chirp, every twig snap sent him spiraling into panic. He was worried someone might show up to arrest him at any moment. With his mind focused on the powerful saint his wife talked about, he prayed with his eyes shut, trying not to let fear take over in the darkness. When morning came, he saw two people in a field and went up to them to share what had happened to him the previous day. To his surprise, the people in the field informed him that the war's end had been announced that very night. Can you imagine that? he was on the brink of execution while the war might have already come to an end. He was almost shot for nothing. Back home, he couldn't wait to find out what was the name of the powerful saint he had been asking for help. He learned that the saint's name was Padre Pio and he lived in San Giovanni Rotondo. So, the man, eager to thank Padre Pio, traveled to San Giovanni Rotondo the first chance he got. When they finally met, the man was surprised to hear Padre Pio say, "Don't forget to thank God for the rest of your life, and do what you promised. Live a life full of good deeds. God let me go invisible to help you. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been a way out for you." End of story. Thank you for listening. Please do share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.